Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Thursday, October 24th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Leading off today, Apple has released the Apple TV app for Amazon TV devices, starting with the Amazon Fire Stick 4K and the older HD model. Support for other Amazon devices, including the Fire TV Cube and the third generation Fire TV, is coming soon, the company says. The TV app experience on Amazon's platform mirrors the functionality of the Roku app, which was released last week. Users can watch their purchased iTunes movies and TV shows, access Apple TV channel subscriptions, and watch Apple TV Plus content once the streaming service launches on November 1st. One thing to note is that you can't buy movies and TV shows from iTunes through the TV app on the Amazon Fire TV. Instead, the TV app will prompt you to log in to an Apple ID and show you any content that you've bought on other devices. So for instance, if you want to watch a new movie on your Fire TV using iTunes, you'll have to make sure you buy that movie on another Apple device, such as your iPhone or iPad. If you're using one of the newer model Fire TV devices, Apple TV Channels and Apple TV Plus both support 4K HDR playback quality. To get the Apple TV app on your Amazon Fire devices, simply search for Apple TV in the App Store or use Alexa and say find the Apple TV app. With this announcement, Apple has now fulfilled its promise of launching on Roku and Amazon Fire TV platforms ahead of the release of Apple TV Plus. These are more affordable alternatives to Apple's own Apple TV hardware, and it helps the company get its streaming TV services in front of as many people as possible. In other news, Apple's campus stores were refreshed this week with a new lineup of exclusive t-shirt designs that are sure to delight visitors well-versed in Apple history. The seasonal collection is available now for a limited time, and shirts cost $40 each. At Apple Infinite Loop, 12 new designs have debuted. The most iconic are two variations of the famous pirate flag that is said to have flown over Apple's office during development of the original Macintosh. Also joining the fall collection at Infinite Loop are two shirts that were previously exclusive to Apple Park. Meanwhile, at Apple Park, there are a few new styles that join last year's classic collection, including ones that reference Cupertino, as well as new mind-blown emoji options similar to what Apple showcased at WWDC. These shirts are only sold at Apple Park and Apple Infinite Loop, so you won't be able to find them at just any Apple store. 9to5 Mac's Michael Stieber has all of the details on the new shirts at the link in the show notes below. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV on your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. The Channels app supports a full grid guide to easily see what's on, as well as pause, rewind, and fast-forward support for live TV. There's also full HD and 5.1 surround sound support, while the Channels Plus subscription adds DVR, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch TV while you're away from home for just $8 per month or $80 per year. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5Mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch TV from anywhere. Apple has released the fourth developer beta of iOS 13.2 and iPadOS 13.2. This week's release comes exactly 1 week after the release of the third beta, and it includes features such as Deep Fusion camera technology, Siri changes, and more. iOS 13.2 includes over 60 new emoji and emoji variations. Apple first previewed these new emoji over the summer, and they'll make their way to the public with iOS 13.2. In total, the new emoji set includes 59 new characters that make up for 75 total variations when gender options are taken into account, and 230 choices when skin tone options are included. iOS 13.2 also includes the Announce Messages with Siri feature that was originally meant for iOS 13. This feature allows Siri to read messages back to you when connected to AirPods or other headphones with Apple's H1 chip. There are also new Siri privacy settings that allow you to opt in or opt out of sharing your Siri interactions with Apple. You'll see a new splash screen on the first time you boot into iOS 13.2, allowing you to choose to share your information or not. And perhaps most notably, especially for iPhone 11 users, iOS 13.2 includes Apple's new Deep Fusion camera technology. This new image processing system works in the background to improve image quality for iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro users. So when will Apple release iOS 13.2 to the public? The update will likely be released to the general public by the end of October. We're already 4 betas into the beta testing process, and changes are starting to slow down between each subsequent release. Furthermore, the new Beats Solo headphones will be released on October 30th, and Apple's product page for the headphones says that some of the features require iOS 13.2 in order to work. It's unlikely but not impossible that Apple would release the new Solo Pro headphones without also releasing iOS 13.2. Other things new on 9to5Mac today include Jeff Benjamin's full review of the Apple Watch Series 5, where he says the always-on display is a big improvement, but not without compromise. We've also got the latest episode of the 9to5Mac Watch Time podcast with Zach Hall and special guest Will Sigman. Find both of those links down in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Read all of the stories mentioned today and much more on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.